This week the question is, what is the mark of the beast? In Revelation chapters 12 and 13, there are described three enemies of the Lord and His church. There's a dragon, a beast rising up from the sea, and a beast rising up out of the earth. The dragon has 7 heads and 10 horns. He wears 7 crowns, Revelation 12, verse 3. This dragon symbolizes Satan, according to chapter 12, verse 9. The second enemy is a beast that comes up out of the sea. Like the dragon, he has 7 heads and 10 horns and wears a blasphemous name, chapter 13, verse 1. The third enemy is a beast that rises up out of the earth. He has 2 horns like a lamb, but speaks like the dragon, chapter 13, verse 11. These three enemies form an evil trinity who are in competition with the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in heaven, Matthew 28, verse 19. The dragon is a symbol of Satan who is trying to imitate God. He's an identity thief, trying to steal God's identity to get men to worship him rather than God. The sea beast is a symbol of corrupted civil government, which opposes God and His church. This beast is trying to imitate the Son of God. Like Jesus came in the image of His Father, and to do the Father's will, John 5, verse 30, the sea beast comes in the image of the dragon to do the dragon's will. He looks like the dragon. He too is an identity thief trying to steal the identity of the Lord. The third beast is a symbol of the state church, which supports and enforces the will of the sea beast. This beast is trying to imitate the Holy Spirit. Just like the Holy Spirit came to glorify the Lord Jesus and get people to worship Jesus, John 16, verse 14, this earth beast works miracles in his efforts to deceive people into worshiping the sea beast. This earth beast, the corrupt state church, views his mission to force all men to honor and worship the sea beast, which is corrupt civil government. Men worship civil government when they put civil government laws above God's law. In the movie Chariots of Fire, the Olympian Eric Liddell refused to run a race on Sunday, the Lord's Day. When he refused to represent his country, Great Britain, in that race on the Lord's Day, Lord Cadogan said, "In my day, it was king first and God after." This statement by Lord Cadogan is the work of the earth beast, attempting to cause earth dwellers to worship the sea beast, corrupt civil government, which thinks its laws are higher than God's laws. The earth beast puts a mark upon men, either in their hand or in their foreheads. And this mark is the number of man, Revelation 13, verse 18. It is the number 666. If someone does not have this mark, that person may not buy or sell in the market, and they are subject to death, Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18. The number of man derives from the fact that man was created on the sixth day. 6 is man's number. This symbolic number points to the fact that no matter how much the dragon or the sea beast or the earth beast try to imitate the Holy Trinity of God, they continue to be nothing more than man and they fall short of deity. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, "These words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Listen, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." You see, when God and His law are supreme in a man's mind and in his actions, God has placed His mark on that man's forehead or hand. But when civil government and the corrupt state church elevates its laws above God's laws, And when earth dwellers begin to honor man's laws more than God's laws, they have demonstrated they wear the mark of the devil rather than of God. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, "In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother." The mark of the beast is not a literal number. It is not a microchip planted under the skin. It is not a tattoo. The mark of the beast is a symbolic number. It means one honors and serves the devil rather than God. And you can tell whether someone has that number in their thinking or in their actions by how they live their lives. 1 John 3, verse 10. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.